I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the question of Islamic extremism remains in the news. We ask, can those who have been attracted to radical movements be persuaded to leave them? We'll talk with two people who've been studying so-called de-radicalization programs. That's a little later. But first, we go to France, where the debate over how the state relates to people who practice the most traditional form of Islam have once again engulfed the country. The immediate issue is the wearing of the niqab. That's the full-body covering worn by some Islamic women that leaves only a slot for the eyes. For some people, the wearing of the niqab is a radical act. French parliamentary leader Jean-François Copé of the ruling UMP party submitted a draft law this week that bans the covering of the face in all public places. The wearing of the veil has been banned in state schools and public buildings since 2004. France is home to the largest Muslim population in Europe, some 5 million people and growing. But less than 2,000 women wear the full body covering. So why has the issue ignited such a heated discussion? To talk more about this, we called reporter Eleanor Beardsley. She joined us on the phone from Paris. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, Michelle.
So, Eleanor, we've mentioned that it is believed that only a small number of women wear the niqab, but do we know any more about who these women are? Do they tend to be immigrants? Do they tend to be French nationals?
Well, the government, actually, you mentioned 2,000. By the government's own commission, they said only 367 women wore the burqa or the niqab. The government says 80% of them are French, as in, I don't know, converted French women, and they say it's not an immigrant issue. I think some of them probably are French, but other groups have put it at maybe 20% or 25%. I think these are probably recent immigrants and some French, probably a mix.
Well, you spoke with Jean-François Copé of the ruling UMP party, who's advancing this idea that this should be banned for public wearing, and here's what he had to say. Here it is.
The two reasons why we have to implement this legislation is, first of all, to respect the women, the rights of women, and second, it's a question of security. Who can imagine tomorrow that in a country like ours, people can just walk everywhere in the country, not only in the Champs-Élysées in Paris, but also in our cities, with a burqa, without the possibility for us to recognize their face?
How is this argument being received, Eleanor?
Well, it flared up this summer in France when Sarkozy, President Sarkozy, said that the burqa was not welcome on French soil. And, of course, people said, but, you know, not many people are wearing the burqa. This is, you know, creating problems where none exist. And then there was this commission who studied it. But then it's flared back up. And you know, it's interesting because everyone is kind of against the burqa, even the Muslims. I mean, there's very few women who wear it. I heard somebody talking about what are good Muslims, what is good Islam. It seems like France has good Islam. I mean, the Muslims are very moderate here. There's a lot of people wearing the veil, but the veil, you know, you could wear jeans with it. It's a far cry from the burqa. Nobody really wants to wear the burqa. But I think the Muslims feel like just having the debate at all is stigmatizing them. And then, you know, French people agree the burqa is not a great thing and we don't want to see it everywhere in France. But is it really worth having this debate and making a law against it? Won't that just create problems where none exist? And, you know, there's these regional elections coming up in March in France. And a lot of people are saying this is just great campaign fodder. The government wants to just, you know, use this to attract votes, especially from the right.
Is there any religious liberty principle in France that this conflicts with? For example, I mean, in the United States, it's very hard to imagine somebody banning a particular item of clothing. People have tried. You know, this whole question of saggy pants has come up in some jurisdictions. It's that sort of thing. But particular pieces of clothing that have religious meaning, is there any religious liberty protected in France that this would conflict with? Or is this really a matter of... Does the state have the authority to do this, is I guess my question.
Well, all religions have complete freedom to practice here. And Jean-François Copé emphasized this is not against religion. We respect religions in France. And you can't ban clothing in France. And he also says the burqa is not clothing. His point is that he says no religious authorities, and they've all obviously consulted a wide group of religious Islamic authorities, no Islamic authorities say that you have to wear the burqa. And he says, you know, you can practice your religion, but this is about, there's one thing in France that it was very cherished, and the Muslims cherish it as well. Everybody does it. The Republican values, the values of the French Republic, and first and foremost is the separation of church and state. So while you're absolutely allowed to practice your religion, the laws of the state come above all the other laws. So what he's saying is this is about respect. The burqa is not clothing. When you wear the burqa, you're making a choice. You're presenting a position, and that position is not compatible with the values of the republic. I mean, he says, what if a policeman stops you and wants to see your ID? Who are you? And they gave a good example, actually. A mother comes to pick up her child at preschool. Do we know that that's really the mother if we can't see her?
It's an interesting question, and we sure do appreciate your reporting on it for us. Eleanor Beardsley is a reporter working in France. She joined us from Paris. We thank you so much.
Great to be with you.